It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres Show yesterday and revealed her most rebellious act as a teenager happened on Ellen's show when she was 18. She talked about the moment in 2008 on Ellen's show when she blasted the way that her ex Joe Jonas dumped her by saying, you know, when I told that whole story about how he dumped me on the phone and all that, that was too much. They dated for a few months before he ended up breaking up with her with that 27-second phone call. She also talked about the Twitter controversy about whether people should wash their legs in the shower or not.
Did you say you do wash them or you don't?
I do, because when you shave your legs, isn't shaving cream is like soap, right?
Yeah, it is. I think that's a reason that most women wash their legs, because we have to, because we shave our legs.
Yeah.
So whenever you're not shaving, you don't wash, you're saying?
No, I don't think I would say that.
Well, it seems like you did just say
but
it.
I kind of always shave my legs.
Every day?
Yeah.
God, you must be hairy.
Oh, Taylor Swift is gross. She doesn't wash her legs.
I also shave every single day because I can't stand it.
Even in the winter?
Yeah, I can't. I always shave everything every day.
I don't shave everything every day in the
armpits
winter.
And everything.
I shave my armpits every day, but I don't shave my legs every day because it just takes some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then quit bumming up against us because it really feels weird.
Cactusy. Selena Gomez talked about social media being dangerous for her generation.
Social media has really been terrible for my generation. I understand that it's amazing to use your platform, but it does scare me when you see how exposed that these young girls and young boys are, and they're not really aware of the news or anything going on. I think it's dangerous for sure. I don't think people are getting the right information sometimes.
And rapper Yo Gotti's tour bus was hit with numerous bullets after his concert in Nashville. According to the police report, the rapper's bus was shot at in the hotel parking lot where he was staying. The motive is still unclear, and thankfully no one was on the bus at the time of the shooting. While talking about his new book, Howard Stern says people don't see the work and effort that goes into becoming a celebrity.
When you read about the dedication people have to their careers and the climb, you know, we all think it's easy. You take a guy like Steve Martin and you go, oh, he's just naturally funny. And when he starts talking about what he put into his career and the work and the hours that he put in, and I don't really care what your business is. I don't care if you're a drummer or whatever. People don't see that climb and they don't see the work and the effort that goes into it.
BTS, the Korean pop boy band, was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and they went around and like introduced themselves. Now, by the way, there's like 80 guys in this group. Like, there are so many members. So I just picked a couple of them. This isn't all of them, but it was kind of funny.
My name is RM. I'm the leader of this group, and because I'm the spokesperson, I'm going to speak a lot. I'm sorry.
Hello. My name is Jin, and I'm handsome.
Hi, my name is Jungkook. Thank you for inviting us.
Hi. It's really nice to meet you. I'm Jimin.
Hi, guys. My name is V. I'm a good boy.
I kind of thought that was hilarious. They were just so cute and funny. Coming up in less than an hour, a smackdown between a celebrity and the creators of The Bachelor.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.